Visiting today with AFR OFU President Scott Blueball. You guys have something really special planned for tonight. Tell us a little bit about it.
Oh, gosh, Casey, we're very excited. So tonight, we are going to have the governor, the lieutenant governor, the secretary of agriculture, Blaine Arthur, the chairman of the Senate Ag Committee, Casey Murdoch, and the chairman of the House Ag Committee, Dale Kerbs, restaurant in the Devon Tower, the only four-star diamond restaurant in Oklahoma. And we're going to serve the very first Oklahoma certified beef ribeye steaks and have a big media event there to kick off this really great program that we're unveiling. And so this is our official big kickoff, and we're super excited to be able to draw attention to the program. And for those listeners who are not familiar with that, that was new legislation that we worked hard to get past this last session. Went into law on November 1st, and we created the Oklahoma Certified Beef Association. It was actually a group of farmers and ranchers here with at AFR and around the state to actually get this program implemented. And so we're very excited about that. And to be Oklahoma certified beef, the cattle must have been born, raised, and processed in the state of Oklahoma to be eligible for the program. So we're going to serve some of the very first beef in the state up at the Devon Tower at the Vast Restaurant. And really just to draw people's attention to the program, you know, it's going to be a great economic driver for small rural communities in really mom and pop processing plants throughout the state. We're seeing a rebirth of that industry in Oklahoma. Several new plants have already gone online. Several more are under construction and will be going online soon. And for every one of those retail food dollars, beef dollars that we can keep in the state of Oklahoma, in our rural communities, is just a super win for our farmers and ranchers, our community as an economic driving base, and our consumers as well, because consumers tell us they want to know where their food comes from. And this is just another way of being able to do that. So we just think it's a win-win for everybody. There are no losers in this program. It's all winners. So we're just super excited that the governor's going to come and eat the very first steak with us.
Well, so did you guys have like an arm wrestling contest to decide who got to feature the steak? Like, how did you pick which steak you were going to use?
Well, we had a little bit of conversation about that. And of course, ribeyes are the best. So so it wasn't hard to do that. And the actual Bruce Beckner from down at Wynnewood area, he and his daughter, Dawn, they are providing the steaks on their No Name Beef Ranch there on tonight. So they're members of our association, and they've been in direct marketing for quite some time now and are kind of veterans in this realm. And so their advice and counsel has been greatly appreciated and really helping us move this program forward very quickly. And I have Ellie Roth here in my office that is administrating this program. And it's her phone rings off the hook every day. So we're getting lots of inquiries and memberships from both farmers and ranchers, a lot of inquiries from consumers wanting to know where they can buy the products. And we're having retailers and restaurants reach out to us and also ask where can they buy the product, because they want to serve it at their restaurants as well. So it's really moving very quickly for a program really starting from scratch. But we're super excited to have all these state officials really to draw attention to a great program.
Well, and you knew the best way to get them there is through their belly. So
they'd
be silly to say no, right?
Hey, here in Oklahoma, we've known for a long time that we produce the very best beef in the whole country. And you can't get a better steak than here in Oklahoma. So we've just went one step further. And now you know that this steak came from Oklahoma. So it's just a great tool. And we're excited and about it. And it's, like I say, it's growing very quickly.
Well, you brought up some good questions. So if you have like retailers or restaurants or producers that would like to participate in this program, what are the next steps for those folks to do that?
Yeah, they can contact our office here at AFR and talk to Ellie. We have some of our ranchers are grass-fed programs. We have other ranchers that are traditional, grain-fed. We have some folks that are in between. So it's not a breed-specific program either. And we have many different kinds of breeds of cattle represented with our membership. And so this really just is another tool that the local farmers and ranchers market their beef retail at a retail level. This is good for schools, the cafe down the street, the hardware store, and so on. So like I say, I think it's win-win for everybody. It's a very simple solution, but I think it's going to go a long way.
Well, Scott, thank you so much. This is an exciting time and an exciting program. So we're excited to hear more about it.
Well, come join us tonight and see the festivities.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Casey.